Good afternoon, committee. Good afternoon, committee. Subcommittee on Appropriations of Higher Education will come to order. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
Senator Simmons?
Here.
Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Clemens?
Here.
Senator Farmer?
Here.
Senator Lee? Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, and again, good afternoon, members. We're going to get right to business here, and I'm going to start by recognizing Vice Chair Simmons, Chair of K-12 Ed, on CS for SB 896 under tab 2. Senator Simmons, are you ready to explain that bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Recognize.
CS for SB 896 extends the repeal date for the Florida Prepaid College Board's direct support organization from October the 1st, 2017 to October the 1st, 2022. And in addition, there is one amendment.
Okay, why don't we go into the amendatory process, and then we'll go back to questions if there are any. We do have a late filed amendment, barcode 314690, by Senator Simmons. Show that introduced without objection. Senator Simmons, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
There has been a significant difficulty in having people who would desire to serve on the board, and as a result, what has happened is that the more accurate and I think fairer way to incentivize individuals to serve on this board is to have the financial statement being a Form 1 rather than a Form 6, and so with that, this simply amends the statute relating to the prepaid board. From being that of a level 6 or form 6, which is what each of us as senators fill out, which is, of course, as you well know, a very detailed one, and is not the one that would be normally for example, a form 1, which is the Board of Governors of the State University System, the State University Board of Trustees, and the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. So as such, this simply changes the form.
Do we have any questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none. Any appearance forms on the amendment? There are no appearance forms on the amendment. Is there any objection to the introduction of the amendment? Seeing no objection, we are now show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Members, any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, do we have appearance forms? No appearance forms. Is there debate? Is there debate? Seeing no debate, Vice Chair Simmons, you're recognized to close.
Waive closing.
Let's have a roll call vote on CS for CS SB 896.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and by your vote, members CS for CS SB 896 is reported favorably. Senator Simmons, I'm now going to recognize you for tab 3, CS for SB 1458 on blind services DSO. You're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. CS for SB 1458 removes the scheduled repeal date, sunset date, for the Blind Services Foundation of Florida, which serves as a direct support organization for the Division of Blind Services.
Do we have any questions? Do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, there are no amendments. We have appearance forms. Yes, Robert Doyle, Director, Division of Blind Services. Tony Cooper waves in support as well. Okay, we're back on the bill. Is there debate on this bill? Debate on this bill. Seeing no debate, Senator Simmons, you're recognized to close.
Waive closing.
Okay, let's have a roll call vote on CS for SB 1458.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and by your vote, members, CS for SB 1458 is reported favorably. We have one more bill on our agenda, and that's by Senator Bean. And I don't see Senator Bean here. Let's stand in informal recess for a few minutes, and we'll see where he is. Okay, let's reconvene. We will now go to CS for SB 668 under tab 1 by Senator Bean. Chairman Bradley, I understand that you are a co-sponsor in process, and so I'm going to recognize
yes.
Recognize to explain.
I'm honored and proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with my colleague Senator Bean in putting this good legislation forward. Senator, CS for SB 668 authorizes the state to participate in the state authorization reciprocity agreement for the delivery of post-secondary distance education.
Okay, you've heard a brief explanation of the bill. Are there any questions? Yes, Senator Clemens.
Senator Bradley, will this the work on and the new responsibilities that you've taken on here in any way prevent you from working on the medical cannabis bill, the workers' comp bill, the Everglades bill, or any other important piece of legislation that moves through the Florida Senate?
I may have to put those efforts aside to make sure we can get the SARA bill, which is the acronym for state, get that across the finish line. But I appreciate it. Yes. Yeah.
Further questions? Seeing none, appearance forms. Jennifer Goen, Florida Gulf Coast University. Andrea Romer, Online Education. Barbara Cohen-Pippen. Bob Boyd, Post-Secondary Distance Education. Brian Logan, State Authorization Reciprocity. Kerry Graham and Brittany Hunt, Florida Chamber, and Brewster Beavis, AIF. Okay, so we're back on the bill. Is there debate? There debate. You recognize to close, Senator Bradley?
We'll waive close.
Okay, well, let's have a roll call vote on CS for SB 668.
Senator Bradley? Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Simmons? Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and by your vote, members, CS for SB 668 is reported favorably. Having no more business before this committee, President Lee moves we adjourn.